Welcome to the special July 16th, 2025 meeting of the Rancho Muriata Community Services District. Time is 3 p.m. First item on the agenda is to call the roll.
Director Merchant.
Here.
Director Butler.
Here.
Director Mady.
Here.
Director Jenko will not be joining us this evening.
Okay, so we have quorum. Item two is comments from the public.
I do have one, Tom Shuchek.
Okay, sir. Okay.
I wish to speak during public testimony.
Sorry.
Oh, you want us to talk after he opens up the, yes, I understand.
Okay, so you want to speak on item three, Tom?
Yeah.
Just so I'm clear, okay.
In public testimony.
We'll move to item three, which is the appointment of a new director. We will, how do you want to run this? You want to take this statement first, or?
Applicant statements is the first.
Do we waive the reading of it, or do we read it, or what is the?
Directors may ask follow-up questions. We only had one candidate, William Gere. If you'd like to come up to the podium, the directors, I'm sure, have all had the opportunity to look at your statement and your letter.
Thank you.
Answer your questions, so if any questions for you.
Any questions? Tim, do you want to start?
No, my email's been down, so I have no idea what you sent in, so I'll be coming from the blind.
Okay.
But I do have a handful of questions.
You want to do them now?
Sure.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
Thank you for stepping forward. This is a great gig. Everybody loves you. You really can't make anybody mad.
We don't have enough meetings.
I'd like to talk to you about chain of command.
Okay.
You're a board member.
Sure.
What is that chain of command? And specifically what I'm looking for is, as a board member, in your opinion, are you allowed to go directly to staff, or do you work through the GM?
That's a great question. I noticed, as a preface, I've noticed here that there's a lot of board members who interact very directly with staff, and I've never seen it that way. I've always seen that the board members interact with the general manager or city manager, and if it's a very detailed question, then the city manager or general manager can bring the department head into the room, and the board members and the can hash it out that way. So probably lesser involvement directly of me going, hey, tell me about that stop last night. You know, it's like, well, you know, that kind of cuts out the GM, doesn't it?
Sure. What are your expectations as an elected official of the general manager?
Well, I think we haven't had a general manager in quite some months, and I think that as I see we're going through a process of streamlining and reorganizing, I think that in a best effort would be for a general manager to be on board to be part of that process. So I think that, you know, if the general manager can't be part of that process, then we didn't hire the right person. You know, I mean, it's just a caretaker making close to $200,000 a year, and it's like, well, why do we need that? I think that the general manager should be involved in the process and making sure that the department heads are doing what they should be doing and monitoring their staffs and making sure that the staffs aren't tripping up. I was just listening to an audio yesterday from one of the committee meetings we had on the 8th or 9th that talked about how some worker had made a mistake and the department head hadn't caught it. And so I think that the general manager needs to be providing oversight on the department head to make sure that they're doing more oversight.
Very good, thank you. My last one is just commitment level. My short tenure on this board, I've had three board members resign for various reasons. So how committed are you to this process?
I retired a year and a half ago, and I think that my wife
is... And I'm sorry, what did you do? I'm sorry.
Well, I have a kind of a varied career. I was an officer in the Army, active in reserve for 12 years.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. I ran my own business for 10 years, and that business was located on a municipal airport. So out of my own self-defense, I show up to every single city council meeting because there was always somebody who wanted to...
What airport?
Hollister, mm-hmm. south of Gilroy.
Yep.
So there was always somebody who wanted to have a flea market on the runways all weekend, which would have kind of impacted me greatly. So I'd always go to make sure that I knew the city council members and I could watch how they interacted. And it's really watching city councils and CSD boards, it's great theater. And so you watch and see how things are working. So I did that. And then after I sold my business after 10 years, the city council asked me to come back and be the airport manager. So I was a department head for 3 or 4 years while my kids were finishing up high school. And so I got to be behind the curtain. So I know what you guys do when the council members aren't there. And how they try to maneuver and say, okay, make sure to say this, and make sure not to say that. So I've seen both sides of the spectrum. So I think that's my background in a nutshell. So yeah, I'm unemployed, so I'm looking for something to keep me entertained. I go out walking and I jog every day around both our lakes there, and other than that, I look for stuff to do around the house.
Perfect. I will tell you, I've been contacted by a resident that I think highly of. Grandfather of this community, have been on boards with him, and he speaks very highly of you. So thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, Linda?
I think you've answered most of them, and then the questions I would have had, I learned about you in your written statement, and I'm happy to hear that you're making a commitment to the board to be here, to share in all of the activities, so to speak, and to spend the time, because it is time-consuming.
Well, it's time-consuming if you want to do it right.
Yes, that's true.
You need to look into the issues, and you need to weigh both sides of them, and you can't do that if you open your packet when the meeting begins.
It's 2 hours before. This is a very active board, particularly right now, but we are working on some things that should do us well. That's it.
That's it? What branch of the Army?
I was in the infantry. Oh, I think it's the only branch, I think.
You're hired.
Oh, it's the only branch?
I do have one other question. What's your online account name? So we'll be able to figure out when you're dealing with all the keyboard warriors we have in the community.
I
don't need an answer. We're good.
You and I have talked twice, and I don't have any more questions. I think what you relayed here is pretty indicative of your philosophy. Didn't know you were an infantryman. That'll count for something.
Yeah. He is U.S. Army though, so you know.
So am I, sir.
Yeah. Well, so am I. So you know.
Okay. Well, then you're right at home here.
Although he probably didn't like me, since
there is
a legal clerk doing Article 15. Yeah.
We had our own justice system. I'm really glad that you stepped up. Quite honestly, I didn't know what we would do if you didn't, because you're a party of one here. And quite honestly, I can't, in a lot of times in good conscience, you know, speak against people who, you know, we have tried to recruit and said, no, I can't or I won't, or, you know, and I don't have the time. And it does take a lot of time, I can tell you that. I don't have any further questions, so...
No, he's run a pretty strong campaign so far.
Yeah, he has.
pretty sure he outspent most of the other candidates. I'm not saying he's sharper than the rest of the residents that didn't put in. I'm not saying that. Don't get me wrong.
So do we move to the adoption of this?
Item B, open public testimony.
Oh, I'm sorry. Comments from the public.
You'll do have a comment from the public, sir.
You'll have to sit down and let him have the podium, Bill.
Thank you.
So you guys all know me, Tom Shuchek, two lots. I've been at every meeting for the last forever and ever, and I don't know if I'm directing the questions to you guys or to you, so.
Direct it this way, and then we'll send
so,
it down.
So, I mean, my first question is, it's disappointing that Randy is stuck in Seattle and...
He's stuck in Seattle.
...and couldn't make this meeting, and is there any rush to get this done when he is not able to attend or ask his questions or...
I can clarify so, that for you.
Yeah.
You
want. Either way, yeah.
1710 lays out a very specific procedure and a very specific timeline. If, for example, this vote had ended in a tie, two directors to two directors, there's a very specific process that gets followed where at the end of the solicitation period, it would move at this point if we did not elect beyond accepting Mr. Gere, we would have to move to either have a special election or to move this downtown for resolution. If it was moved downtown, they would have two options. One would be to order a special election. The second would be to select a candidate for us. That probably would not happen because I did receive a call to make it very clear to me that they did not have any intention of electing a candidate for us. So if we were to run a special election, we would run through the county, through the office on 65th downtown. The cost of that election, which would be held at the next anniversary date of an election, which would be next year, so we would operate with four directors up until that point, would be $111,000. That's what we would have to pay to host the election. So we're there, and we're quite fortunate that we have a candidate, and should we approve that candidate, not only is it a welcome addition to the board, it's a significant savings to running an election to have this decided outside of the board. This candidate will stand for election in November of 2026, based on the time that he takes the seat and what the law says. And at that time, four of the five directors will come up for election all at the same time. So that's kind of where we are.
So,
and the only difference is he'd be on the ballot just to finish the last two terms, the last 2 years of the term.
Sure.
So the rest would be 4-year terms.
And that would, again, sync it up to
and
where you have a rotation of three and two.
Yeah, I understand all that.
And the time limit, 60 days from the date of the resignation.
And then the next question, again, might be to you guys, definitely not to him, is how many other people were recruited, were asked, were tried to get during this special election to try to have more than have a choice rather than just a single volunteer. I mean, at the last public election, we only had you and Mr. Booth running.
Right. And
for
the
two
one,
positions.
The one before that, we had
three idiots, I think.
Three, and the one before that, we had two idiots.
So, what can we as a community do, or what can you as a board do better to get?
Well, I think
a better supply of candidates,
so
or
Tom,
not a better supply. Don't get me wrong, a more supply of candidates.
You and I've had this conversation, and that I think is separate from us having to pick on him. I think that is a reflection of the community itself, its understanding of what CSD does and all those other things. But that is a whole separate process and conversation than what we have in front of us, a decision we have to vote.
So how do we fix that by next November or by next a year from November or 3 years from November? So that something changes, I guess, is a longer-term question. You don't have to give an answer today, but And if you join the board, then you'll have that question to answer as well.
What do we do? Could have, assign it to him to fix it.
Sure.
You know, oh, good.
So we can do that.
Sure.
I mean, you know, I'm not sure as it relates to us as a board. I mean, certainly we can individually and collectively recruit candidates, and I don't think there's anybody that's been on this board that I can't remember has at some point in time or in numerous points in time attempted to do that. We cannot knock them out and drag them in here and give them the oath of office. I mean, we just can't do that.
Something is fundamentally
Is that written down somewhere?
That's not our policy.
Something is fundamentally challenging if that can't be the case. I don't know if we have to cut board meetings down to an hour a session instead of 4-hour sessions.
Yeah.
I don't know the long-term solution. Yeah.
That's definitely where we're going off track here.
Okay.
We've got before us.
So then the next question that I have might be more towards him is, this board has been very divisive the last few years, and especially ever since I've been attending for the last year, right? And the online presence is very bad. And so the question is, again, how can that divisiveness be repaired? How can the online presence be resolved? And again, I don't know how you can barter between the different sides of things, and I don't know if that's a question to you or to you guys.
Well,
but this board has been very divisive.
And let's end it here with the fact that there have been and continually, you know, a couple of principal issues. One of which I think you might recognize is the water supply and our ability to support new development, which has been a contentious item back into the 1990s, okay? But I would also ask you to look through the agendas and items about how many times this board has collectively voted unanimously on an issue, and I think you will find that's a remarkable number, no matter who has sat up here, and I've sat up here with a whole lot of people. So, you know, I don't have the answer for you.
I don't know the answer either.
Collectively, you know, you have an opportunity between now and a year from November to talk it up and say what a great job this is.
Yeah. So, okay. And that's more of a question to you, to help talk it up and help unify and see what you can do. So
we do also, Amelia, am I not right that we put it?
This has been on our Facebook page,
right.
Our website. It was duly posted in 3 locations around the community.
Yeah, we have to do all that.
You know, the RMA, the country club, the post office. I ran it 2 consecutive months in the pipeline newsletter.
And we got one. And luckily we got one. I guess is
okay.
So, okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Tom.
So can we move to E1 here?
Close public testimony.
Oh, all right, we'll close public testimony.
Do you deliberate?
We can deliberate. Do you have any more, Jim, or anything you want to say?
Nope, I'm good.
Linda?
No? I'm fine.
Okay, then we can move to Item E, which is the appointment of the new director, and I will suggest the adoption of resolution to the Board of Directors of the Rancho Murrieta Community Services District, appointing William Gear to fill the vacancy on the Board of Directors arising from the resignation of Director Stephen Booth.
So let's have a nomination and a second to the nomination, and then we'll have a roll call vote.
Okay.
I've got to have something to write about in the minutes, John.
I'll nominate Bill Gear for a board director.
I'll second the nomination.
With no further comments from the public or the directors, roll call Director Butler.
Yes.
Director Mabee.
Aye.
Director Merchant.
Yes.
Thank you. And so then this is also, do I need another for the resolution, that one roll call vote goes for the resolution too?
Yeah.
So we adopted the resolution, just formally.
Okay.
Says what we just did, yes.
So we don't have to vote specifically on the resolution itself. It's assumed as adopted with three ayes and noes and zero noes.
The resolution says you're appointing Mr. Gere.
It does.
So then we can move to 2F, which is the district secretary or clerk of the board will administer the oath of office to the appointed director. Bill?
Will you stand up, Bill?
Congratulations.
Come on
up here. You're about to get your picture in the paper, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, this is it.
In front of the firing squad would be nice.
I insert your name.
Recording the last smile on the man's face ever.
He was happy when he walked in.
I,
William Gere.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California.
And I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation of purpose or evasion.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
Congratulations.
Ed, would
you like your nameplate to say William or
Bill?
Are you William? Bill?
Thanks,
sir.
Whoa.
Oh, where are you going?
Bill.
Where are you going?
Bill.
Right, yeah,
we have a seat with Velcro.
Are you right or left-handed? That's going to make a big difference.
I'm left-handed.
Okay.
Me too. Thank you. Welcome.
Okay. Seeing no further business on the agenda, I will call for adjournment. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I don't think we need a roll call vote for that, do we? Okay, good. Any opposed? Okay, we are adjourned.